This portion of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield.
And joining us live in studio is Dr. Mark Hyatt, Executive Medical Director of Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. It's always good to see you, Doctor. We have several topics we want to discuss. We want to start with the new guidelines for diagnosis suggest that more of us may have eating disorders than we knew. So how do you know if you have an eating disorder?
Well, Amanda, an eating disorder may be more common than you think. Usually people think of advanced anorexia or blatant bulimia, but it could simply be something as mild as a mild case of binge eating.
So what qualifies as an eating disorder?
Well, whenever you're uncomfortable around food, either on one hand being too rigid or on the other hand out of control when around food.
So if I eat until I have pain, if I just keep if the M&Ms keep going in my mouth, until that qualifies as an eating disorder.
And then maybe you're telling yourself that you're not going to do it again, right?
Yeah. Say, Brian, with binge eating, you eat to the point of discomfort or pain because of the pleasure or because of the comfort it gives you.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you do feel a certain sense of remorse or guilt and commit to never do it again, but yet you fail and repeat.
Like, I'm going to start my diet as soon as I'm done with this cheesecake or something. Our anxiety drug overdoses, they are way up. Are we over-medicated? Are we too stressed out? Which one is it here, Doctor?
Well, it could be a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. I think Americans more and more are over-medicated, but they're also over-medicated for a reason. There's more and more stress. It's been found that Americans more than ever are overdosing on these anti-anxiety medications. In the past 2 decades, that overdose rate has quadrupled.
Wow.
And is that overdose to the point of death?
In many cases, yes.
We want to ask you, too, about heartburn medications. Do we give up heartburn medications or we wait for more information? What's the problem with heartburn medications?
Well, the problem, Amanda, with heartburn medications, often known as proton pump inhibitors, is that in a new large study, they've been associated with dementia.
That's not good.
Now, it hasn't been proven, Brian, that they cause dementia, but rather that they're simply associated with dementia. I say don't give them up.
Right.
Further investigation needs to be done. But with all things, you need to weigh the benefits with the potential side effects.
Oh, wow.
Always something good to talk to your doctor about,
that
clearly.
Gives me pause.